That's the same member band, the Joker, and today is World's AIDS Day, and we have two special guests with us this morning, Project Runaway fashion designer Jack McEnroe and AIDS pioneer Dr. Michael Gottlieb. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're great. Well, at least I'm great.
Me too.
Now, Jack, you actually have HIV, right?
I do. I've been HIV positive for 20 years now, about, give or take.
About the beginning, how did you find out you had it, and well, how did that affect your life at the time?
You know, I was very young. I was about 20 years old, and the outlook for people that are diagnosed with HIV was fairly grim. So I actually got sick, and I went, and they said that my symptoms were sort of atypical for someone my age. So I had an HIV test, and it came back positive. It was pretty cut and dry. So at the time, I didn't think I'd have long to live. But I, you know, I just got on the treatments that were available then and kept monitoring my blood work and, you know, I try to keep a positive attitude and make sure, you know, as soon as they could test for viral load, I made sure my viral load was undetectable, and I just kept monitoring everything and made sure my medication was tolerable. And you know, I just kept a positive attitude, and hopefully that'll keep going and got me where I am today.
Now, was the most important treatment you had just keeping a positive attitude?
I don't think it's the most important thing. I think, you know, partnering with a physician that you trust and getting on a regimen that's tolerable and keeps your viral load at an undetectable level. And, you know, I think that's important as well as, you know, all around good health and, you know, what you eat, what exercise, positive mental attitude, all those things contribute.
What is the best advice you could give someone that knows someone that has it? You know, because sometimes that can be hard to know how to handle that. What would you recommend?
Well, I always direct people to the internet. It's one really great resource. We have our own website called livingpositivebydesign.com. The program Living Positive by Design is a partnership with Merck, and I just think it's about fighting the stigma of HIV, and it also provides kind of a roadmap for people living with HIV that are newly diagnosed and maybe a little bit scared. And it's just about really partnering with a doctor, having thoughtful conversations, talking to people that you trust, getting a support group, because there are a lot of treatment options available now. And you know, the outlook is a lot better than it was when I was diagnosed 20 years ago. So it's still something that's very serious, as Dr. Gottlieb can attest to, but there are a lot more treatment options available, and your outlook should be hopeful.
Now, Dr. Gottlieb, when you're looking to pair up with a doctor, what kind of questions should you ask?
Well, I think you should ask how many people with HIV or AIDS the doctor treats. It's been shown that doctors who are experienced in the treatment have a better outcome for their patients. And in the 20 years since Jack was learned about his HIV condition, there are a lot of new treatments available, and so it's important that doctors keep current with the very newest treatments that fight the virus in new ways.
Now, Dr. Gottlieb, what's the difference between having HIV and having AIDS?
Well, HIV is a virus that damages the immune system, and AIDS is the condition that occurs when the immune system is severely damaged by that virus. Prior to that, the person is just HIV positive and can be totally asymptomatic or have some symptoms related to having the virus. But AIDS itself is when the person develops infections associated with immune deficiency.
Now, Jack, have the attitudes of the people changed a lot since the first World AIDS Day in 1988? Have you seen a difference?
Yeah, we were actually just talking about that. It's interesting because I think because treatments are more effective and you can live, you know, in the best case scenario, a very normal life with the proper medication and treatment, it allows people to live long, prosperous lives, but they also aren't visibly sick like they were in the late 80s and early 90s. So I think there was a lot more sort of national and international attention given to HIV and AIDS back in the, you know, late 80s and in the olden days. So there was, you know, a lot more discussion about it, and that's why I think it's important to have programs like Living Positive by Design and do interviews like this, because, you know, HIV and AIDS has not gone away. And, you know, unfortunately, it's just not a topic that we discuss very much anymore, except for one day a year, you know, World AIDS Day. So I think it needs to be a much more, you know, heard conversation throughout the year.
Now, Dr. Gottlieb, what progress has been made in the treatment for AIDS and HIV? What different treatments are there available today that weren't?
Well, there are treatments that attack the virus in new ways, and there are many more options for the person to effectively manage his or her HIV, and patients should definitely talk to their doctors to see if these options might be right for them. The other major advance is that we're able to get the patient's viral load, the amount of virus in the blood, down to an undetectable level. And one message I would send out to patients is that if you have HIV and your viral load is not undetectable, there is the possibility of getting it undetectable. And that's why consulting with your own doctor or a specialist may be possible to get on a regimen including two or more medications from different types of medication. And it's possible to get the viral load undetectable and with a regimen that is much more tolerable than has been previously available.
Now, Dr. Gottlieb, as we mentioned earlier, you know, you don't hear a lot about AIDS and HIV today. Are less people getting it today, or is it still a problem and we're just not talking about it?
Well, unfortunately, it's the latter. It's a problem and we're just not talking about it. It's estimated that about 60,000 new HIV infections a year occur in the United States alone, and that's been steady for the last 10 or 15 years. And so I think every 10 minutes or so, someone in the United States contracts a new case of HIV. And so it's really important on World AIDS Day, and for that matter every day, for people to be aware that the HIV epidemic in the world is very much with us, and it's still very much with us here in the United States. It just isn't talked about and should be talked about more, because if we talk about it and bring it out in the open, it's a good way to educate people to reduce their risk and prevent those new infections from happening.
Now, Jack, tell us you know, a little bit about the HIV test. There might be some people who are thinking, well, maybe I should get tested, but I'm a little scared of it. What is it like, and what can someone expect?
Well, actually, that's probably a better question for Dr. Gottlieb, just because I had my test 20 years ago, and it was a little bit different then. Dr. Gottlieb, you want
sure.
to answer that?
Sure, I'll jump in. HIV test can be either a blood test or a saliva test. And so the blood test takes a few days to get the results back. The saliva test is a quick test. And whatever test is being offered, it's important for people to take advantage of it, and they'll be counseled about the meaning of the test prior to the test, and if the test turns out to be positive or negative, they'll get counseling after that test as to what their next step might be.
Now, who should be tested for HIV?
Well, really, it should be available to everybody. I think everybody should be tested for HIV because no one unless they're totally abstinent, is without risk. It's estimated that there are about 1.1 million people in the United States today who are HIV positive, and one in five of those people don't know it. And that's why it's important for people, especially those who believe that they may have been at risk through sexual activity or IV drug use, to go out and get brave about getting tested and learn their status, because that's the way they can get into treatment themselves and protect others who they may have intimate contact with.
Now, are there symptoms with HIV that we should be looking for?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that question?
Are there symptoms with HIV that we should be looking for that would let us know that we have it?
Well, you know, a sizable portion of people with HIV don't know they have it, and that's the reason that so many people have gone untested. Now, in the advanced stage of things, when the immune system is really low, people may have yeast infections in their mouth or skin infections or unexplained weight loss or fever, and those are serious symptoms associated with the very advanced stage of HIV that we know as AIDS. But most folks have minimal or no symptoms at all, which is why testing is so important.
And I just want to chime in. I think that's a really common misconception that with HIV you feel sick or you look sick, and you know, people can go years and years and years HIV positive without having any opportunistic infections. And that's why testing is so important, and that's why we all need to fight the stigma, because there's such a negative view of being HIV positive or having anything to do with HIV and AIDS that people are hesitant to go get tested, and you know, they're not honest with their partners, they're not honest with their care providers, all of that stuff. So it's very important that you get tested, because you can be HIV positive and be completely, quote-unquote, healthy. So that's a really important issue.
If I can jump in for a moment while we're talking about symptoms, there are some symptoms associated with medication for HIV, and people are often fearful of going on treatment because of symptoms. I just wanted to point out that medications today are much more tolerable. We've always focused on trying to get the person's viral load undetectable or their immune system to improve, but increasingly specialist doctors are focusing on the tolerability profile of medication and in reducing the amount of symptoms associated with taking HIV medicines. And so there are options now available for patients.
Let's say someone takes the test, they come back positive, and they start treatment. How do they know these treatments are working?
Well, fortunately, we have a couple of very good tests. One of them is called the viral load. That's the level of virus in the blood. And so the doctor can measure that serially, a pre-treatment test and multiple post-treatment tests to show that the drug is working, or the drugs are working. There's always a combination of medicines, and that the viral load is declining and eventually getting to undetectable. And then the other test is something called the CD4 count, which measures the numbers of cells in the blood that contribute to the immune response. And that usually improves with treatment.
If someone wants to find out more information about AIDS and what they should do as far as the treatment, where is the best place for them to go on the Internet?
Jack?
Well, our website is livingpositivebydesign.com, and that's a great resource. There's, you know, there's endless resources on the Internet, so just make sure, you know, you're going to one that, you know, has the correct information. But our website's really great. We actually have for World AIDS Day, we have a new video widget on there, which we interview the CEO of GMHC and some talented people, and Dr. Gottlieb himself, actually, working in the HIV field. So there's a ton of resources. I always direct people to the Internet, and, you know, if you have questions that you aren't comfortable asking a physician.
And I'd add that the CDC website is a good basic source for information on HIV and all other infections. That, of course, is cdc.gov.